Hey girl, if you have a messy bun, leggings on, and you've reheated your coffee 3 times today, and your to-do list is longer than you can even imagine, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Stacey Crown. I'm a mom of 3, a passionate faith-based life and business coach, running after toddlers, picking and dropping kids off at school and practice, and I've probably forgot to switch the laundry again. Needless to say, I am in the thick of it with you, sister. Some episodes will be all about mom life, and some are going to be about digging deeper in your faith. Some are going to be business related, but all episodes will make you feel a little more normal and a lot less alone in this juggle that we call life. I want to remind you that you're so loved, you are so worthy, and that you're more than enough. Let's jump in. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, sweet friends. I'm so happy that you're here. I am feeling a little under the weather today. I don't know if it is me getting sick or getting a sinus infection or my allergies, or it's just such a shame because it's literally like a 70 degree day in April. And so I apologize if I yawn on this. I apologize if I sneeze. I've already sneezed like 6 times today. I've had to change my pants like 3 times, you know, 3 babies. And it's like the pee isn't inevitable, but that's TMI. I just want to make you feel a little better if that is something that happens to you too. But they are aggressive sneezes and they come out of nowhere. Anywho, that is how I'm feeling today. I did, however, take a nap for the first time all year. All three kids are in school right now. And so I came home, I ate something really quickly, and I was like, okay, I have an hour. I'm allowing myself an hour to take a nap and just to kind of like get the juices going again to be able to make it till bedtime. And last night I literally went to bed at 6:30. Mind you, my husband has been gone from Thursday to Monday on a golf trip. So 4 days without him. And we literally had such a go, go, go weekend. Just like a crazy busy from one thing to the next from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night. And it was wild. And it was nice because it passed the time, but we missed him a lot, and he got home yesterday, and it was like I tagged him in, and I was like, I'm going to shower, and I'm going to bed. And then my body, like, literally just, it just kind of was like, okay, we are retiring. And so it took me a long time to just, like this morning, to get it together. And that's okay. I woke up. And Colton wanted muffins, so I made him sourdough chocolate chip muffins because I know the recipe by heart, and it's easy. I'm almost out of butter. I used the last 2 eggs, so needless to say, I need to get to the grocery store. Made him muffins, got the kids off to school, and then I came home and crashed on the couch. And when I woke up, I won't say that I woke up. It was one of those sleeps where, like, your eyes are kind of half open, half closed, and you can hear everything still, but you're just, like, resting your body and, like, your mind, but you're not sleeping. And I put a zoo show on for him because he's like, Mom, I'm going to build a zoo. I opened my eyes like maybe 20 minutes later and he built this whole adorable zoo on the living room carpet. And usually I'm one who's like, we're not leaving till everything's picked up. So I left it there today because I just don't have the energy. And then when I came home from dropping him off from school, I ate, I went right upstairs and I took a nap. And I will say that is the first time that I've taken a nap all year. It's April and he's been in school since September, and so I think my body just needed it. So this is your reminder to take care of yourself, to listen to the cues that your body is giving you. If you need to work out, if you need to have a salad, if you need a piece of pizza, or maybe you just need a nap or to go to bed early, like, do what your body needs, because mine has a way of slowing me down and reminding me really truly that, like, I can't be the Energizer Bunny even when I want to or I'm trying to, you know? So I had this idea of this episode the other day when I was reading through my Bible, and then I found a ton of different Bible verses that kind of correlate with this. And I was thinking about this, was building the basketball net, and that we got our kids for a recent holiday. And I was thinking to myself, gosh, what if we didn't have instructions? Like, what if we didn't have directions from the company and you just had to just figure it out, right? Like, you know, when you go get that cute shelf from Target and you're like, oh my gosh, it's gonna fit in the perfect space and I'm just gonna put it together and I don't even need to read the directions. But then, like, you put it together wrong and then you're frustrated with yourself because you didn't read the directions. And sometimes I think that happens to us in the same retrospect as the things that we do in our life. And I was thinking about this because I'm like, you know, I bet you God is giving us directions all the time, right? He's giving us signs and signals. He's giving us messages that, like, nope, that person isn't the right one for you. Or nope, like, you're not going to get the results if you eat the pizza. Or nope, like, you shouldn't go spend money on retail therapy. Yet we still do it. And then we're left with these guilty feelings, right? Like, some of us, this might not be, you know, you in your life now, but I bet you can look back at your life, or I bet you that you're going to do something one day that, and it's not necessarily regrets, but it's just him sending us these little tiny messages, things that sometimes we know that we shouldn't do. And sometimes we think that's what our heart wants, right? The message at church on Sunday was, does Jesus really say follow your heart? And he doesn't. But it reminds me of that because sometimes we get so blinded by what the world is telling us to do or what the world's telling us that we want that we forget that God is sending us little messages all the time. And if we really get good at communicating with him, then we'll take, you know, we won't try opening the door that's locked. We'll literally go to the next door and it'll be wide open and we'll be, you know, and then you'll look back and you'll be like, oh my gosh, no wonder I wasn't supposed to work there for so long. Or no wonder I wasn't supposed to, you know, like for me, this is a good example. For me, I went through 7 years of education to be a teacher, and then it was 2014 and I couldn't find a job. And I spent 3 years subbing in a district and being like a long-term sub. I was a good teacher. I'm not going to say I was like a crap teacher. Like, I was a great teacher. I was great to the students, great parent-teacher relationship, great teacher-admin relationship. I mean, I did well. I'm sure that there was things that I could do better because, you know, you always can. But I was a great teacher. And I never got hired until I went to the wrong place and I got hired. And it was the year that was the breaking for me. And it was almost like God saying, like, this isn't for you, Stacey. I have other plans for you. And I just remember leaving some of those interviews thinking, oh my gosh, I nailed it. They're going to call me. But in 2014... they literally probably had to just hold interviews because they already had the person picked out that they wanted for the spot, but you weren't going to be the one called, okay? And so it's like I spent 10 years of my life, 11 years of my life thinking I was going to do something in my career. I was going to do this or that or the other, right? Teaching and all the things. And then another 8, you guys, working my way up in a network marketing company where I stayed at the top for many years. And then until God said, like, no, Stacey, this isn't where I want you. And it becomes very uncomfortable again. And now, honestly, now I'm in a spot in my life where I've merged into business coaching in a place where I finally feel like I'm thriving and people are coming to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I need you in my life. Let's book a 1-hour call. Let's book a 3-hour call. Let me come on the retreat. Let me, you know, I need to do launch 101. Like, literally, I was just sitting in this moment of gratitude last week when I had booked like my 3rd 3-hour call for the month. And I was like, wow, God, like, I get it. Like, when you are working out of a place of complete and utter acceptance of where God wants you to be, and maybe you're miserable where you are, and this isn't just for work, this is for, you know, in your financial aspect, maybe this is for where you are in your marriage or where you are in your relationship or where you are in your health and physical area. And if you're miserable right now, it doesn't mean that you have to leave the person, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, go join a gym, it just means that you have to quiet yourself enough to listen to him. Because sometimes we're not taking the directions that, you know, he is providing us. And so I would just want to read you some some scripture, because it's so funny that it, every lesson, gosh, this is a big one, but every lesson that we need to hear, and every lesson in life, it literally can revert back to the scripture and in the Bible. And, you know, the Bible talks about a lot of things. I mean, things that you would never think. And taking directions. And a lot of us, sometimes we get stuck in life. Sometimes we're lost in life. I've been there many times where I'm like, I don't even know what to do next. Like, God, give me a sign. And then he gives us a sign. And then we are literally like, no, Lord, that's not the sign. You know, like your boyfriend cheats on you and you're like, no, it's fine. He still loves me. Or like, you know, he gives you a sign like, hey, free membership at the gym. And you're like, no, Lord, that's not the one. It's too far away from my house. Or, the, you know, he gives you a sign where it's like, hey, here's the perfect man. And then in my case, I was like, no, he's got funny teeth and he's balding and I don't think I really like him. And 14 weeks later, I was pregnant with his child. So, hello, there's your sign. Like, it reminds me of whatever that redneck back in the 90s where it's like, here's your sign. But it is. It's like sometimes he gives us these bright and shiny signs, yet we aren't smart enough to really read them. And it just is. And if you've been in the point in your life where you're like, oh, girl, I'm looking for a sign, or I need a sign, or maybe you're a signs person, right? And you're like, he's just not sending me anything. I really encourage you to open your eyes. And I'm going to read you some passages to help just remind you that he is the one directing your steps and he is the one lighting your path. And no matter how far away you get from the path that he has you on, he's always going to redirect your steps. So Proverbs 3, 5, 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make he will make straight your paths. Psalms 32, 8, I will instruct you and teach you in a way that you should go. I will counsel you and keep my eye on you. Isaiah 30, 21, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, you'll hear his voice. Wouldn't that be cool? Right? Like, wouldn't that be cool to be so aware of God that he's just behind you and you can be blindfolded walking through life and you can just know that he's going to get you on the right path and he's going to say, okay, turn right, turn left, that he's your GPS. He's your navigation system. And sometimes we wish, especially me, 2 years ago when I left my, you know, network marketing position and I left a career that I thought was going to be forever and I didn't know what God had for me. I was like, okay, God, like, where are we going? What are we doing? How many bags do I need to pack? I literally felt like Abram in the wilderness when he was like, okay, pack up. We're going to go to the promised land. And Abram's like, okay, where are we going? And that is exactly how I felt. And I can say that 2 years of really following his guidance, and I have messed up. You know, I have failed flat on my face when I've come out of things, when I've launched things this past 2 years that weren't aligned in his plan. He will make it very clear to you where you're supposed to be. He will make it very clear to you that the dating app that you're on is going to bring you scumbags. He will make it very clear to you that, you know, the job that you're at, that your boss is a butthole and it's time to go. And it might not be financially time to go because you're looking at it like, I don't know how I'm going to survive. But I promise you, he has the next thing for you. He has the next boyfriend. He has your husband picked out. He has, you know, and maybe this is the other thing too, is like, I know so many of my friends who have dealt with infertility for so long. And I just want to remind you, keep going, keep trying, knowing that God is holding all of the children that you've lost while he's holding in the other hand, the child who's going to come to your side. I want to remind you this because I've seen miracles happen. I've seen people who have tried so hard to get pregnant, and it sticks. And I've seen a lot of my friends go through a lot of heartbreak, none of which I have ever faced myself. And I'm, you know, by the glory of God, that is his way of, I don't even know. Maybe it was all the stress I had when I found out I was pregnant the first time. But, you know, that to me, it's like, keep going, keep trying. He's going to give you the baby. And I don't know who that was for, but I know that there's so many women out there who are just, ugh, that are just dealing with that. And here's the other one that I love. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you future and hope. And sometimes I think that we just get so stuck in what the enemy is telling us, so stuck in what the enemy is doing in our lives. Because let me tell you, as soon as you start walking in the path of God, as soon as you surrender your own path, as soon as you get on the highway, literally to heaven, the devil is going to come in there. He's going to put construction and roadblocks and traffic. He's going to, you know, put those orange barrels out to where you're like literally surviving and you're not thriving. And that's when your mind has to be and your heart has to be so connected to where God is taking you that you're like, no, God, I'm not going to listen to the enemy. No, God, I'm not going to stop. No, God, I'm not going to not listen to what you have for me or where you're taking me. Because all I can hear is you. I've muted the enemy. I've muted the devil. He's not going to get the glory out of this. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. And I know that I'll see your glory at the end of this. And another one. Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And isn't that amazing that you can walk in complete darkness, yet his voice is a light for your path? Proverbs 16:9. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The Lord directs your steps. How often is it that we make our own plans, right? Or that you followed the plan that is societal. You're supposed to go to, you know, you got to graduate college and then you got to go get your job and then you got to get on the dating apps and you got to meet your person or you got to go to the bar and meet your person or however it is that you met your person. I met my person on Match.com. So that was before it was cool. Before you could swipe left, right, all the things, right? When you actually had to read through profiles and look at pictures. And I will say, sometimes we make plans, but he directs our steps. Ephesians 2:10, for he is our workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I don't know what you are struggling with. I don't know where or which parts that you feel lost or you might feel stuck in or that you just might feel burdened in your life today. But I want to remind you that he's on the other side, that he's already worked it out. And if you could just listen, and one time I heard it like this, this is such a good explanation. I heard it like this. When you're learning to swim as a child, okay, imagine this. Your dad or your mom is on the other side of the pool. And they're like, okay, listen for my voice. I'm going to, you know, like you're learning to swim. They're only a few feet away. Okay. And you got your goggles on, you got your swim floats, or maybe it's your first time without floats and you're feeling real brave and you jump into the water and you start to swim and you can't see in front of you, but you know that you hear your mom's voice. You know that you hear your father's voice. You know that you hear whoever is instructing you's voice. And they say, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then before you hit the edge of the pool, they're like, stop, they catch you. But they told you to keep going. And then you look up and you're like, oh my God, I swam all that way. I did it. For the first time in your life, you literally got to the point because you followed their voice. Okay? Now I want you to think about if you've been listening to and how life could change for you if you really tap in and you listen to his voice. And sometimes it's a matter of closing your eyes, getting down on your knees, and just asking him to come into your life. So if that's where you are today, I just want you to close your eyes, unless you're driving, unless you know, you're at a red light, like unless you're behind the wheel, push pause. When you get home, you can play this. But if you're not, I want you just to close your eyes and say this with me. Father, thank you for guiding me. Thank you for being the light when I feel like I'm swimming in the darkness. Thank you for drowning out the noise of the world and muting the enemy and allowing for me to hear your voice loud and clear. Lord, you know what I'm going through. You know what the person who's listening to is facing. Remind them that they're not alone. Remind them to just open their eyes and look for the signs that you're sending them. And then I would love for you to deposit the bravery and the courage for them to step in the direction that you need them to obey you, because they don't know what's on the other side of your obedience. But let them trust and find faith that you do. That you're on the other side. You're cheering them on. You're rooting them on. You're saying, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And then when they get to the other side, Lord, they can be caught by you. And they can be standing on the mountain. And they can just give you all of the glory. In your heavenly name. Amen. I don't end all podcasts in prayers, but I just felt as if this one got a little heavier than I thought it would. But I will say, sometimes that's how life is, right? You go into something feeling real light and easy, and then it just takes you for a spin. I don't know who this was for today. I don't know who needed to be reminded or who needed to hear this, but I just want to remind you, you're amazing. You are beautiful. You're enough. You are worthy. And that God is on the other side, cheering you on, rooting you on, loving you so big. And if this felt like something that you need to message me about, or, you know, I would love to know what and who this needs to hit today, because I will tell you, messages for my podcast, you guys, they are the thing that has kept me going for 66 episodes this year. Just knowing that one person needed to hear my voice and my thoughts and my heart. And I asked God, Lord, deposit these thoughts, deposit what these people on the other end need to hear, even if it's just for one person. It might not hit everybody, but I will say that he's doing a good job of doing it. And you guys are doing a great job making me feel like I need to keep showing up for you. All right, whoever needed this today, go send me a message on Instagram at the Stacey Crown. And I hope you guys have a blessed one. Hey, wow, what a good episode. I would absolutely love if you shared with a friend, or maybe even just tag me on Instagram at the Stacey Crown in your story so I can hear any of your aha moments or takeaways from this episode. If you're feeling called, I would absolutely love if you left me a review right here on Apple or Spotify, whichever one you're listening on. And lastly, would love to invite you into the space that I have made for women who want more and who just are called for more in life right on Facebook. It's called the She Is Called Community. You can find it right in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being a part of the She Is Called podcast. This all started as a little dream, and now we're here. Talk soon.